What does an empty contest page say about your radio station? Well, it actually says a lot more than there are no active contests right now. In fact, you might be sending listeners and potential advertisers the wrong message. Radio station's contest page. It should be one of the most engaging areas of our website. It's where listeners go when they get excited. They feel involved and they want to participate in the station experience. But what if there's nothing listed there? No prizes, no promos, no activity, not anything. It can send the wrong message. And last week we talked about having under construction pages and how bad they were for your radio station website. Well, an empty contest page can give the same bad impression for your radio station. So why are blank contest pages a bad look for you? Well, one, it looks lazy. Listeners, when they come to an empty page, they're wondering if your team forgot about it, or maybe worse, if you're just not doing anything fun anymore. It also kills engagement. If someone's clicking on contests, they're looking to interact with your radio station. And giveaways are trust builders. They're attention grabbers. They're, sending people to a blank page, that's really a dropped ball, especially if you're doing a contest on air and then there's no mention of it on your contest page. Maybe they want to learn more about it. Maybe they want to click to your sponsor or something like that. And lastly, it harms credibility. An empty contest page is like a spot of dead air that we talked about last week. It makes the station feel less active and less connected. So what can you do on this contest page instead? Well, number one, you can showcase past winners. Keep the excitement going, even if you don't have any live contests right now. Add a section like, Amber from Madison just won 2 tickets to Chris Stapleton at the Amp. You could be next. Something like that. Include photos, quotes, or even short winner success stories. All of this will build excitement and anticipation for when you do have regular contests. Number two is tease what's coming. Even if you don't have anything live at the moment, something is hopefully always around the corner. Even if it's months away, our next big giveaway drops November 15th. Be sure that you're on our email list so you don't miss it. Add a coming soon graphic, mystery prize teaser, or a countdown clock, something like that. Number three is you can turn visitors into subscribers. Use this moment to grow your newsletter list. Want to be the first one to know about our new contest? Consider joining our email VIP club. All right, so now your empty page is building for future engagement. And then number four, highlight other ways to engage. Don't make the contest page a piece of dead air with nothing on it. Suggest alternative actions. Check out the events calendar, sign up for our newsletter, visit our photo gallery. And then number five, remove the contest page link from your main menu altogether. If you know that you're not going to be running any contests for a long period of time. Sure, there are periods of the year when you probably know, all right, for the next 3 months, we're not going to have any big contests going on. So let's just go ahead and take the contest option out of the main menu. No harm, no foul. It's better than sending people to a dead-end page. And it's going to give you some time to build a better experience when the contests do return. What you don't want to do is leave the contest page completely blank. Don't write a check back soon or anything like that and call it a day. And just so it's there and it's an easy step for you to just go in and add a contest and it automatically be live. You don't have to do anything else or whatever. Don't do that. Your contest page should always feel like something exciting is just around the corner. And if you don't have any online registration contests, continue to list and promote your on-air contest on this page. When no contests are running, you can still use this space to tease, engage, and convert. Treat it like a promo break, all right? You're not wasting any of this digital real estate that you have. If you need help with your website and your contest page, you want your contest to be more alive when people come to your website and not just dead air spaces, well, we've got strategies and the tools to make it easy for you. Just check us out, skyrocketradio.com. Reach out to us. We'd love to help you and your radio station thrive, not only on your contest page, but through events and everything else that your radio station may have going on, not only now, but in the future. Again, all that information is at skyrocketradio.com. And hey, if this information has helped you, be sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment, let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to see in future episodes. We so much appreciate that. Have an awesome week online, making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.